Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's Word this evening, February 28, 2024, the third Wednesday in the season of Lent, is our psalm that we read moments ago, Psalm 25, verses 11 to 15. And of course, we're continuing with our sermon series during the season of Lent, talking about the collects, or the appointed prayers, for the season of Lent. And the collect for this upcoming Sunday, the third Sunday in Lent, is as follows. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in the faith, I mentioned to you last Wednesday that the Sundays in the season of Lent all have names, old Latin names taken from the Latin Bible. Last Sunday was Reminiscere Sunday. Remember, O Lord, your mercies and love, for they are from of old. And tonight we have Oculi Sunday. That's this upcoming Sunday. Oculi mei semper ad Dominum. My eyes are always toward the Lord. My eyes are always toward the Lord. Well, many of us, I'm sure, played sports when we were younger. When I was growing up, my favorite was always baseball. I love baseball. My friends did, too. And we thought about baseball. We played baseball whenever we had a chance. We had baseball cards and collecting all different sorts of ones. I knew all the baseball players on the Chicago Cubs and what positions that they had in the late 60s, their early 70s. But when you're playing baseball and it's your turn to step to the plate, what is the first rule that you learn? What's the first rule? Keep your eye on the ball. It's not going to work to step up to the plate and then say, oh my word, what nice clouds there are up in the sky. Or, I wonder if it's going to rain. Or, I wish I had nice sneakers like the other kids do. Or, I wonder what mom is cooking for dinner. No, when you step to the plate, you have to step to the plate. You have got one job and one job only at that point in time and at that point in history, and it's not going to come back again. Everything has to fade out of the picture. Now, if you can get a home run, that's great, but at the very least, you've got to get a hit. You've got to get on base. Otherwise, what's the point? Otherwise, baseball is just a lot of swinging a stick at the air or throwing a ball around, which is fun for a time, but it's not the point. It all comes back to keep your eye on the ball. Now, for a Christian person, this present life that God gives us is like stepping to the plate. Psalm 25, tonight's lesson, describes it in this way, the Christian life. It says, for your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great. And that's where the Christian life starts. Knowing your sin, owning your sin, confessing your sin, turning toward the cross, because there's no place else that you can go. And not only that, you realize soon enough that you'll never be able to get very far from it. You will not advance so far in your Christianity, in your walk with the Lord, that you don't need to be very close to the cross and the pardon and forgiveness of Jesus. And so that's where our faith starts. But Psalm 25 goes on. It says, now, who is the man who fears the Lord? The Lord will instruct him in the way that he should choose. And what a blessing that is, that the Lord, who is the only being in the universe who knows what is right, the Lord will show you the way. The Lord, he says, trust me, and he'll lead you in the right way. He has a way specifically chosen for you, like a tailored suit or a tailored dress, It's not like one you get off the rack, which is pretty good, but if you have a tailored one, it fits you and it suits you perfectly. And so Proverbs chapter 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths according to his wisdom and understanding. But that's not all. Psalm 25 again. Your soul shall abide in well-being, and your offspring shall inherit the land. And here it's interesting because the original language says literally, your soul will lodge. In other words, like a hotel stay. Your soul will lodge in what is good. You can say, what's my address? Wherever I live, I have the Lord. And wherever that is, wherever the Lord is, it will be good. And not only for this life, but I also have an inheritance of a new heaven and a new earth prepared for me by the Lord. And Psalm 25 goes on. It says, the friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. And once again, the original language, it says really not the friendship of the Lord, but the secret of the Lord. And the implication is there is that there's a special group of people that are just meeting off in the corner, and they have the inside information of how things really are. Everybody else follows their own lead. But you as a child of God have the secret of the Lord. And the Lord makes known his ways to you and his purposes to you to encourage your faith and trust in him. Again, Proverbs chapter 3, for the devious person is an abomination to the Lord, but the upright are in his confidence. And so what do you have? What does Psalm 25 tell us? It tells us that as a child of God, you have salvation, you have God's guidance, you have God bringing you to a place of good, you have the Lord making you know his ways. And if you take it all together, do you really want to lose that? Is that the reason why you step to the plate in this life? Have you stepped to the plate just to strike out? No. Keep your eye on the ball, is what the Lord says. Keep your eye on the ball. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, Psalm 25. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. It's something we pray in the Lord's Prayer. We say, if you remember your little catechism, Lord, lead us not into temptation. And how does it go? We pray in this petition that God would guard and keep us so that the devil, the world, and our sinful nature may not deceive us or mislead us into false belief or despair or other great shame and vice. And although we are attacked by these things, we pray that we may finally overcome them and win the victory. Because that's the goal. That's the reason why you play the game. That's why you step to the plate. The reason why is to get a hit, to win the victory, to spend your time at the plate, not just swinging at the air. And so we pray for ourselves, Lord, let me get a hit. And we also pray for other people that we know too, who we can judge pretty easily are still just swinging at the air. Because you as a Christian know how easy it is to take your eye off the ball. So many things can do it. There can be setbacks or discouragements in your life. There can be intellectual questions about the Lord. There can be shocking tragedies that shake your certainties. There can be continual swimming in so much unbelief all around you. There can be the drag of an unbelieving family member or family members on your faith. Or sometimes it just seems like there's so much pain and difficulty, you just want a little bit of happiness and you don't care how you get it. Or maybe you set a goal for yourself that you're going to live the good life. You're going to live the good life and you're going to daily consume it. But then you begin to wonder as you consume it why it's getting boring and why it's getting repetitive. It's just too easy to take your eye off the ball. It's too easy to swing and miss. It's too easy to strike out at your time at the plate in this life. And you recognize sooner or later that it's only the Lord that gives you a hit. It's only the Lord that brings you to win the victory. And it's only the Lord that gives anybody else a hit. And we know who they are. Some of them are family members, some of them are people we work with, some of them are neighbors across the street, and they're still swinging at the air, they're still taking their eye off the ball, they're still looking to other things. And so we pray for ourselves, and we pray for them. We say, O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Oculi mei semper ad Domina, my eyes are always to the Lord. Or keep your eye on the ball. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.